This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username here is lrn.fm. As we kick off the third hour, it's Ian in the studio here.
Will.
And Daryl.
Going to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, breastfeeding apparently is offending some pediatric doctors. Will's got the story for us, but first, Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene. You're in Tennessee.
Hey, guys. Good to hear from, good to talk to you.
Yes.
I'm going to discuss something tonight that it's kind of in-depth, but I'll try to get to it briefly and hit the high points.
Okay.
But it's a, and I'm the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday or the day before the the discussion went to searches of people that are immigrants because they don't have Fourth Amendment rights. That's absolutely wrong. Everybody has all their rights. And
sure,
this case that I'm going to talk about is called Yickwo v. Hopkins, and it's a case from the late 1800s.
I've heard of this case.
Yes, and this one I learned when I was fighting the IRS for 20 years, and I used this case a lot in my legal papers against the IRS. But what it boils down to, Yickwo was a Chinese immigrant who was still a subject of the Emperor of China. He was not a citizen of the United States. He'd been here for like 20 years, had his laundry that he was running in San Francisco. And they shut his laundry down because the building was wooden, blah, 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 violation of whatever codes. And so in the case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, they argued that he has the same rights as everyone else. And there's a brief excerpt that I would like to read here. It's kind of like three paragraphs long.
Okay.
It'll take a little bit of time. But I also posted it on the in the discussion under Free Talk Live. But it says, when we consider the nature and theory of our institutions of government, the principles upon which they are supposed to rest, and the review the history of their development, we are constrained to conclude that they do not mean to leave room for the play and action of purely personal and arbitrary power. Sovereign, and here's the key part, sovereignty itself is, of course, not subject to law, for it is the author and source of the law. But in our system, while sovereign powers are delegated to the agencies of government, sovereignty itself remains with the people.
What year was this? This was the 1800s, right?
So this case was decided May 10th, 1886, and I've actually got the Oyez, I think that's how it's pronounced. There's a website where they have a bunch of different cases, and they've got a little bit of backstory plus the actual ruling.
I mean, so it's nice to hear Supreme Court people saying sovereignty is here, but we know it's not, right? Like, it's BS.
Right, and if you read this particular excerpt, this is dynamite. I mean, if they would pay attention to what's written in this one little segment, it would knock out everything, the income tax, every kind of nonviolent law.
Surely somebody has cited this case in the last 150 years or whatever, you know, however long it's been.
They do.
And the Supreme Court's probably like, oh, yeah, we overturned that crap way, way long time ago in some other case.
Actually, they still use this to support many civil rights issues
today.
They're still using Yickwo v. Hopkins.
Right. So let me actually give the backstory of how this case came about. In 1880, there was an ordinance in the city of San Francisco that required all laundries in wooden buildings to have a permit issued by the city's Board of Supervisors. The board had total discretion over who would be issued a permit. Although workers of Chinese descent operated 89% of the city's laundry business, not a single Chinese owner was ever given a permit. Yik Wo and Wo Li each operated laundry businesses without a permit, and after refusing to pay a fine of $10, were imprisoned by the city sheriff, Peter Hopkins.
That's what we need. We need business owners like that today. If only business owners actually had the balls to stand up for their own right to do business, we wouldn't have half the regulations that we do.
Each sued, arguing that the fine and discriminatory enforcement of the ordinance violated their rights under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Noting that on its face, the law was non-discriminatory, the Supreme Court of California and the Circuit Court of the United States for the District of California denied the claims for Yik Wo and Wo Li, respectively.
And
so they're saying,
overturned.
Right, so the U.S. Supreme Court looked at this and said, yeah, so the law doesn't say we're not giving Chinese people permits to run laundromats, but the way it's being interpreted and enforced is discriminatory. And that's one of the things that courts wind up having to look at is whether something is discriminatory on its face or in practice.
Now, we're kind of running out of time, so I'm going to jump out of the – I'm going to cut a piece of that out and just go straight to the end here where it says – for the very idea that one man may be compelled to hold his life or the means of living or any material right essential to the enjoyment of life at the mere will of another seems to be intolerable in any country where freedom prevails as being the essence of slavery itself.
Now, that's great language.
I used this case.
Yeah.
I used this case when I was fighting with the IRS, and I
which you lost.
Actually, my cases were never fully ruled upon.
Oh, really?
Because I couldn't get any court to actually rule on it. They just said, we're not going to review it. That's what the Supreme Court does when they don't want to actually look at something. They'll just say, well, they don't want to review it.
Right.
I took my case all the way to the Supreme Court, but I said, I did all the paperwork myself with help from some other people who were also in the Liberty Movement 20 years ago and were dealing with this kind of stuff. Now, a lot of those guys eventually went into the sovereign man movement, which I think is a mistake, the sovereign man movement, but he knows it about it. It's a dead end. Don't go that way. It's really.
The sovereign man movement, is that where you, like, declare your sovereignty kind of thing?
Basically, they say if you say some magic words in court, the court's going to just lay down and let you do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I am a free man of the land. I am not that person whose name you called, because that's in all capital letters.
I've never seen that stuff work. Dick Marple is the best example of it. He's a state representative here in New Hampshire. He's actually been elected multiple times, and he got in front of a judge and actually yelled at this judge and did never cross the bar and, you know, did a lot of the things that the sovereign court expert guru type say that you're supposed to do. And ultimately, of course, he got found guilty and, you know.
Right. Yeah. And then according
There's failure, they're going to say that you just didn't say the right incantation. But the whole idea behind it is that you are subject to some contract that you got into when you did your birth certificate and all this. You can't do a contract when you're a minor.
No.
You cannot be held responsible for a contract when you're a minor, and the contract has to be fully disclosed, and it has to be signed by somebody with a sound mind.
There has to be an offer, there has to be consideration, there has to be an understanding, a meeting of the minds.
And you can't file an appeal, because then that winds up saying that you're under their jurisdiction.
That's
or
what Dick Marple
something.
Said. Yeah. So he would not file an appeal because he would not consent in his mind to their jurisdiction.
But one thing I learned through all of my filings with the federal government and the court papers that I put in, I learned that it's nothing but a Goonerment goon squad, and they don't follow any rules or laws, and if they want to put you in jail,
they sure will
put you in jail. No matter what incantation you said, they're just going to grab you and stick those handcuffs on you, throw you in a cell, and forget about you.
And here's a really good sentence from this case. The imprisonment of the petitioners is therefore illegal, and they must be discharged. Just write that in everything you ever file with the court.
Hey, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That was the Yik Wo case?
Yes.
Is that right? Y-I-C-K-W-O?
Yes. Two words. So Yik is the first name, Wo is the last name.
the toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Some doctor's mad about breastfeeding and the natural sort of aspect of things becoming popular again. And they're upset about it. Will's going to tell us about that on the way. If we get the chance, Calexit is back in the news. The secession of California from the United States. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll free take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can go to Zencash.com and learn about one of the most, I would say, interesting cryptocurrencies out there. It was created by voluntarists, people who actually understand the ideas of liberty. They wrote it right into their white paper, so you know it. Go to Zencash.com. I don't think there are any other white papers that talk about that. I've asked on the air if anybody else can point one out to us, and I don't think anybody has. So check it out, Zencash.com. They've got the philosophy right, and they've got the technology right. They've got some of the best tech out there, including zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you need to know about Zencash. They've also got one of the strongest networks of any cryptocurrency out there with over 8,000 secure nodes. Go and do your due diligence. Learn about Zencash and what makes it so great. And again, it's one of the newer kids on the block, starting back in 2017. So it's still pretty early on in its history. But their team has been growing, and again, their secure nodes are locked in. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about that. We got Xavier on the line. He's in Atlanta, listening inside prison. Xavier, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm not. I called last week. I got out.
Oh, okay. It says here you're listening on prison radio. All right, so you're not listening on prison radio. Anyway, you were listening while you were in prison. Welcome back to the show. What do you want to share tonight?
Just want to vent about prison.
Please.
That's not, yeah.
So how long were you in?
13 years.
Oh, wow.
In Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've noticed something that they do down here. A lot of non-violent offenders get more time than, like, sex offenders down here. And it's real crazy. Like, a sex offender will get probation or get out soon, like, but nonviolent offenders serve most of their time.
So like a marijuana dealer or something like that?
Yeah. You're going to do a lot of time. But people mess around with the kids, slap on the wrist.
I think I've seen that. That's like a pervasive thing in our culture. You know, like if you say, if you use a racial expletive as a police officer, out of uniform 15 years ago, you'll lose your job. But if you shoot a black kid in the back of the head, they'll give you a 10-day paid vacation.
Well, that's because the only real crime is disobeying the state.
Exactly. If you, like he's saying, like if you raped a kid, they'll give you some probation. But, I mean, if you sold a bag of weed, we're going to throw you under the prison. So if you do something that really does harm someone, you know, we're gonna let you go. You need a chance to learn your lesson. But if you do something that literally has no victim, they're going to do everything they can to make an example of you.
Look at what they did to Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road.
Yep.
Go ahead, Xavier.
The thing that I heard, a fellow brother, he had shared something with me one time. He said that the reason why child molesters don't get that much time is because a child is not conducive to society because they don't work. So when you are an adult and you do a crime that affects adults, then you're affecting society. You're affecting taxes and stuff.
It's an interesting theory. I can't say I've heard that one before. It could be true.
I don't know. But like, if you Grand Theft Auto, you're still not getting as big of a sentence as somebody that winds up getting 3 intent to distribute charges.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say it probably has something to do with the fact that if you bust more murderers and rapists in an area, the state government doesn't send you a huge, huge check. Whereas if you bust if you have a big pot, a big marijuana bust, you know, like
they share the revenues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no money in busting rapists and murderers. There is big money in busting nonviolent drug offenders.
Right. Which belies the whole idea that they're out there trying to protect and serve. At least that's what they suggest to you.
Yeah. With the drug war, they'll find somebody that had, Will, you've got some weed in your pocket. If you just help us find a couple of dealers, we'll drop your charges. They don't find somebody that, you broke into somebody's car and you stole the change out of the thing. If you help us catch a bank robber, then we'll drop your charge.
They don't do that, but
they do that with the drug war. So why don't they have confidential informants? Hey, just go find 3 people to plan to rob a bank and all your charges go away.
So we know that, Xavier, we know that in the federal system there's a significant portion, I think it's a majority of the prisoners are there for nonviolent crimes, if I recall correctly. A lot of drug war so-called criminals are in there. What about at the Georgia State Prison level? I mean, what did you see as far as, you know, in your cell block? I mean, I know you were locked down a lot of the time from what you told us before, but were you able to observe, like, the kind of other prisoners that you had around you? Were there a lot of nonviolent offenders in there?
Yeah, there are a lot of nonviolent offenders, and then you have a lot of people. Like, there was a case years ago, the Jennifer Ross case in Savannah, and the witnesses came back and said the individuals did not do it. They said it was a white guy who did it, but they locked four black men up and gave them life. And it's crazy because, like I said, the witnesses came back and were like, look, they didn't do it. It was a white guy.
And, are they still there, or did that get overturned at some point?
No, they're still in there. God.
It's Georgia, man. They're still in there.
I figured there would be. But
it's Georgia.
Call the Innocence Project. Have them call the Innocence Project. They do cases like this all the time.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because it's like, you know, I don't. Nobody deserves to be murdered, you know, but the way that this girl's parents were portraying her in the media, it's like she was this good girl and everything, but she's in the projects 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? If you're this, you know, this vanilla type of woman, what are you doing? So, and that's what it was. You know, they played that. They actually played the race card in that case.
Wow.
So it's crazy down there.
So, Xavier, are there any myths about prison, you know, that you can address? Like, prison rape, is it as bad as people want you to believe?
No, because you have so many people who, you know, they do what they do in there, so it's not, you know, it's how you conduct
yourself.
There's
too many people willing to give it away.
You're saying there's enough consensual sex that rape isn't a problem?
Right. You know, again, it's how you conduct yourself. If you conduct yourself, and, you know, you have some guys out there, they try and act like they're tough. And you have people who will step up and see how tough you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's normally the ones who talk a lot and talk loud or whatever who are really the weakest ones. You know, but because they're hiding behind a facade.
Right.
You know, but for the most part,
like a lot of the COs.
Rape stuff. Yeah. The rape stuff, that doesn't really go on. Now, the COs in there, they're real twisted because they'll kick your teeth out. But then when you do something to them, they press charges.
In all honesty, you have more as an inmate in a prison. They make it out like how danger and it's not like it's you're not at day camp.
Yeah.
But you have far more to worry about
from the
guards than you do from your fellow inmates. As long as you're not in there trying to cause trouble.
Xavier, I want to thank you for the call tonight, man. Don't forget, you know, you're always welcome to call with prison stories or whatever you want to vent about because you're in there for 13 years. I know that you experienced a lot, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Try not to forget. You know, should have remembered the name Xavier. That's a pretty memorable name. The toll free number here 855-450-free like. Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about what you want. Also coming up, breastfeeding. Doctors who are coming out against it, they're upset about it. Well, you've got the story. That's on the way here on Free Talk Live. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. You can, of course, go to Bitcoin.com to learn about Bitcoin. Mostly you're going to learn about Bitcoin Cash, but they do compare Bitcoin Cash with Bitcoin Core there over at Bitcoin.com. They're both Bitcoin, but they're sort of different variants on it. Now, there's actually a big argument about what's the real Bitcoin, and in fact, some people are so mad about the different sides. One group of people is threatening to sue Bitcoin.com and the CEO Roger Ver. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about that story. It's pretty ridiculous. But if you go to Bitcoin.com, you can also get news headlines there, the latest news about the world of cryptocurrency, and mostly Bitcoin focused, over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Will,
and Daryl.
All right. So, Will, you had a story about breastfeeding. It is, once again in the news, you know, there's been a lot of protections for breastfeeding mothers in some places. In some places, I suspect it's probably still illegal, so it's still a controversy. But apparently it's a controversy in the realm of the doctor's world as well. Pediatric doctors are upset about this.
And because, you know, SJW
politics and medicine are now becoming merged in our society, evidently.
That's disturbing.
The title of it's a study that was done by a doctor and a research fellow at Penn Medical Ethics and Penn Medical Ethics and Health Policy.
Okay.
And it was printed in Pediatric Publications, and the title of it is "The Unintended Consequences of Invoking the Natural in Breastfeeding Promotion."
All right, tell
and
me more.
Basically, it's two paragraphs of the doctors complaining about how all these different pro-breastfeeding efforts that we've seen all over the place, from the CDC, the World Health Organization, American Academy of Pediatrics, all this very pro-breastfeeding, and now, they use the word natural over and over and over again in these efforts.
So these government organizations using the word natural and saying, hey, new mom.
Well, the American Center for Pediatrics is in a government organization.
Well, the CDC is. So government organizations saying, hey, moms, you should probably, instead of using Enfamil and Pedialyte and all of these other things that are expensive that you buy in a store, use the milk generation thing that you have built into your body.
Because isn't the idea that there's certain nutrients or whatever in the mother's natural milk that does not appear in the corporate stuff?
Well, as we get into this, we'll actually find that these doctors are, they seem to kind of contend against that, actually.
All right.
But it says here, a breastfeeding promotion poster produced by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene describes breastfeeding as mom-made, as compared with formula feeding labeled with a red circle that reads, quote, factory made. The intended message to parents, presumably, is one that, in particular case, factory made is an unnatural substance, which is unhealthy and should be avoided, whereas mom-made and natural options are safer and better. Breastfeeding also has been referred to as natural, as I said, by the California Department of Public Health, the Vermont Department of Public Health, the World Health Organization, and many, many others. And they're not happy about this. They say it makes sense that breastfeeding promotion would make appeals to the, quote, natural. The resurgence, I love, like, the almost condescending way they put natural in quotes. Like, somehow breastfeeding's not natural. This resurgence in breastfeeding rates over roughly the past four decades is rooted in a history of women's organized efforts during the 1950s and 60s to redeem the value of feeding babies, quote, naturally in the face of widespread medical support for formula feeding. Coupling nature with motherhood, however, can inadvertently support biologically deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women in the family.
It can inadvertently support biologically deterministic arguments
about gender roles.
See, it's mom's responsibility to actually feed the children.
Exactly.
Dad isn't allowed to make a sandwich or cook because that's mom's job.
Wow. Yeah,
they actually list here, for example, that women should be the primary caretakers of children. Referencing the natural in breastfeeding promotion then may also inadvertently endorse a controversial set of values about family life, gender, and gender roles, which would be ethically inappropriate.
So they're saying here, hey, warning all you doctors out there talking about breastfeeding as though it's a good thing. You're promoting the idea that women should be taking care of children.
And that there are genders.
Well, let's not even talk about the bonding hormones that are produced, the oxytocin.
You mean between a mother and a child?
Right. Mm-hmm. And, there may or may not be correlation between, bonding between a mother and an infant, and people growing up to not have compassion, maybe be sociopaths.
It's also good for the mother health-wise, because it helps her get back to her pre-birth weight. It helps constrict the uterus back to its original size, helps prevent with the creation of what they call the muffin top, which women fight with. I'm not saying this because I think women, you know, with a muffin, like, it's a bad thing. No, every woman that I've ever known in my whole life that's had a baby, it's been something she's complained about for the rest of her life, unless she breastfed. And it's because that muscle contracts more. It's, my wife tells you, she says it's horribly painful for the first week to breastfeed, and it's not because of breast sensitivity, it's because it increases these cramps that she has in her uterus that causes it to constrict and go back into place. And it's because breastfeeding causes the body to naturally release chemicals that tell your
it's over, go back to normal.
Ecosystem. It was designed to do all of these things. And that's the funny part about this thing is it
which a doctor should be able to acknowledge, but
invoking the quote natural is also imprecise because it lacks a clear definition. For similar reasons, the recent Newfield report states that public agencies, governments, and organizations contributing to public and political debates about science, technology, and medicine should avoid using the term natural, unnatural, and nature unless they make transparent, quote, the values and beliefs that underlie them.
Wow.
So if you use the word, basically if you say breastfeeding is natural, then you're trying to enforce the patriarchy and gender and white male blah, blah,
this
blah.
This is a hard argument for them to make because they're basically arguing against a bunch of women in this case, right?
Like, well, they're saying
women-led movement.
It's an ethics issue. Whatever the ethics of appealing to the natural in breastfeeding promotion. And remember, every time I say natural, it's in quotation marks.
Yeah.
The natural in breastfeeding promotion, it raises practical concerns. The natural option does not align consistently with public health goals. If doing what is natural is best, again in quotation marks, in the case of breastfeeding, how can we expect mothers to ignore that powerful and deeply persuasive worldview
when it comes
to making choices about vaccines?
They want mothers to ignore all the ideas about what is natural and go with what is the accepted medical...
What they say.
Yeah, these medical associates or whatever. What they say is the best road. And this is pretty crazy stuff. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But it's a tough argument to make because you're talking about they're not just arguing against the patriarchy here, which of course I suspect many doctors are actually males, but it's two female doctors writing this.
Oh, these are two female doctors writing this. One of them specifically, she writes about gender roles and medicine as a professor of bioethics.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, she's not actually doing doctoring with women. She's writing philosophy and writing college papers.
Exactly.
There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And plus, there's the on-air call-in line room on our Discord chat. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find that there right at the top of our list of chat rooms. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Daryl.
Also, ForkFest 2018 is coming up in less than 2 months. It's going to be June 14th through the 18th at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're all planning on being at ForkFest. It is the second year of this decentralized libertarian camping event. And there's really not a whole lot that we can say about what's going to happen because we really don't have any idea, given that we're not the organizers and nobody else is either. Each individual has to kind of organize for themselves what they want to do at ForkFest. Maybe you want to create something for other people to experience, whether that be, you know, speeches or a music show or...
I want to do argumental.
A party. What is that? Is it a game?
Yeah, argumental. I actually made you watch some of it.
Okay.
It's like a.
Is it the British show?
It's a perfect game for libertarians. It's about arguing with each other.
Was that British show?
Yeah, yeah. It's literally, okay. It's a game. It's like a game that's built around arguing with each other.
So it's perfect.
Sounds like a horrible game.
It's perfect for libertarians.
I think it would work, yeah, probably. So you can go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. There's a link to the forum, and there's a link to a couple chat rooms. All this stuff is, you know, unofficial. There's no organizers. There's no entrance fee. There's no ticket price. You do have to obviously pay for your campsite or your RV site or a motel room or whatever.
They will kick you out if you don't.
Yeah, and I think there's like a daily fee if you don't have a campsite, like if you just want to kind of go
$5
on the campground.
Or ten, yeah. It's $10 per person.
Is it 10? I thought it was 5.
Per person, not okay. per carload.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I mean, you got to pay the campground, but otherwise it's just their rules, not there's no extra rules because of ForkFest. So go and enjoy the company of other liberty-minded people at, once again, Rogers Campground. It's June 14th through the 18th. Mark your calendars now. Start planning now because it's going to be upon us before you even know it. It's going to be here fast. So, once again, ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Kathy is on the line listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Hey there. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I'm a first-time caller, and
thanks.
I wanted to call in because I heard you all talking about, you guys are very up-to-date on the facts that breastfeeding does help a woman get her body back in shape. I breastfed all three of my sons. They are 34, 23, and 19 now. They're healthy, wealthy, and wise. And breastfed is best fed because breastfed helps promote brain growth in an infant, where formula just promotes making fat babies, in my opinion.
Really?
It formula puts pounds on the baby, which when you take your children, if your babies are formula fed, you take your babies in for the wellness visit. All it does is just, the doctors just want to see if your baby's packing on the pounds.
Hmm.
It's the opposite of Weight Watchers. If your baby is breastfed, they're just gaining in ounces, and that they're alert, they're meeting their milestones, they're turning over sooner, they're talking sooner, they're walking sooner, they're more active. And the mother, when she's going back for her wellness visits after prenatal, and after, or if she's, whenever she's going back to her doctor, you know, her body's getting back into shape. Her weight is falling off because the baby is eating up all of that baby fat that she's put on. If she's put on a couple extra pounds while she was pregnant, the baby is eating it. And plus, when the mother is eating healthy, that healthy food is going forward to feed the baby. That helps too. And all she has to do is be sure to stay hydrated. When she's packing her diaper bag to go out somewhere, all she has to do is pack in diapers and wipes. She doesn't have to worry about packing sterilized bottles and that sort of thing. All she has to do is make sure that, you know, that she's had a shower, you know, and that.
So it keeps it simple as well, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Will, did you want to jump in there?
Yeah, my mom cussed my wife, like, not in a mean way, but my mom cussed my wife because 7 or 8 weeks after she gave birth to, you know, our first, second, third, fourth child, she was back to a better weight than my mom was 4 or 5 years after we were born because we were bottle fed, you know, and my wife, you know, I have 8 children. And
congratulations.
You know, my wife is a trooper.
Hold on, 8? I thought you only had 7.
No, I have 8. I have 8 children. 7 was before the last one was born.
I took advice from my grandmother who raised 10 children on her, you know, with her and her husband, and during the Depression. And back then they didn't have formula, you know. And when I became pregnant with my first child, she asked me. She says, "Well, now, Kathy," she says, "now are you going to be putting your baby on the bottle anytime soon?" I looked at her and I said, "Are you?" And I says, "No, Grandma." I said, "I'm going to do like you did." I said, "You know, breastfed is best fed." And she says, "That's what I was hoping to hear."
Kathy, great call tonight. I want to say thank you for chiming in here. I appreciate hearing your perspective, and thanks for making the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Let's go to James. He's listening to KXTL out in Bozeman, Montana. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So to elaborate on right before you guys went to break and your last caller, for sure, I'm a registered nurse, by the way. I'll preface it with that.
All right.
The oxytocin release immediately after birth helps the uterus, like, clamp down. So the biggest risk after giving birth, quote-unquote, naturally, would be that you could bleed out, right? So by breastfeeding, it stimulates the release of oxytocin, which helps the uterus clamp down. And essentially, it would be like pinching your nose when you have a bloody nose.
Wow.
And then one of the things that I hadn't heard mentioned yet was breast milk contains, I believe it's two separate antibodies that are passed from mother to the child that is nursing. One of them is present at birth. I believe it's like IgG, and the other one is IgE. So that means if mom gets a cold, mom fights the cold, builds the antibodies, and then passes it along in the breast milk to the child.
Wow, so they get some instant protection.
Breast milk is literally medicine for small children.
Absolutely. And my daughter is 10 months right now, so we just went through flu season. My wife got terribly sick, and she still forced herself to breastfeed through the illness, and my daughter never got even remotely close to as sick as anyone else in the family.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And that's why I was so surprised to see, like, this is coming from a pediatrics perspective.
Right.
These are two...
From female doctors.
From female... But they're not pediatricians.
No.
They're professors of bioethics. Yeah, professors
right.
of bioethics.
So that's what I was hearing, was that the approach isn't from a medical standpoint. It's from a bioethics standpoint. And by calling this natural, which it absolutely, without a doubt, is.
Right.
I mean, every other mammal comes out, and the first thing they do is
latch on.
Eat. You're right. It's the most natural thing you could possibly even do.
Absolutely.
And the problem is, it doesn't align with certain social movements. And
that's basically a summary of what you've gone through so far.
Yeah.
I don't think you even finished what they had to say.
Well,
we were on
the very last.
Yeah.
Right, and it's a five-page thing here. And I was looking through trying to find where it was marked as satire, and it's not.
It's not.
But there is
a
financial disclosure that says the authors have indicated they have no financial relationships relevant to this article.
So they don't have stock in the...
They have no external funding to disclose, uh-huh. and there is reportedly no conflict of interest.
They don't have any stock in
I find that very, very, very hard to believe. I do a lot of reading of medical research, and that is about the biggest crock I've heard. You should take away the quotations with natural, and in my opinion, my personal opinion, you should actually be pushing breastfeeding on people rather than, hey, you should do this, rather than formula. Like, everyone's skirting the issue because it doesn't align with everyone's perception of what they consider normal. Well, this is biologically, scientifically, the most normal. And your last caller even said the formula is full of different ingredients, that there's tons of research out there that says that those babies are more predisposed to type 2 diabetes, obesity later in life.
Wow.
Mental health issues. I mean,
good
the
info.
List goes on.
James, thanks for calling in. That's a nurse right there in favor of breastfeeding. Will, something quick.
No, go ahead.
All right, well, we're out of time. James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.